T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This hour is brought to you by American Hip Institute.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's start calling this the Huge Show.
Dan Bernstein.
Welcome to sports segment.
We have no.
So, how about that sporting event?
How about those sports?
How about
go
that?
Local
why don't
teams
we? Why don't
college.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Layla Rahimi.
I think person should be on that Mount Rushmore, and here's why. That person was good at that sport that they played.
And now here's a thought from producer. He likes cooking and is a sociopath.
Take that, ChatGPT. We just did your show.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk.
It's the Huge Show with a huge listening population and huge fans.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's so huge.
Big.
What are we doing? Yesterday was... Yeah. I don't really know how to say it exactly. They pay me to talk, and I can't describe what happened yesterday.
Well, today is
show
today.
Show happened yesterday.
Show. Radio show happened. And it's happening again right damn now as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 11. We've got High Noon at 11:45. Cody Westerland at 12:25. Tim Doyle at 1. And in both the 11:25 and noon segments, we're going to have some fresh and interesting thoughts from Peter King, Bears-related stuff that this person right here got from him last night. He was very generous with his time and words, and he's got some very unique insight into Ryan Poles right now because he's probably the reporter that spent the most one-on-one time with him.
I mean, that's it. That's dictating our Bears coverage this week. It's not just the news of the day. It's the news of the week. And, yeah, thank you to Peter King. I talked to him on Football Night in Chicago. That's every night at 6 o'clock on NBC Sports Chicago. That was the fun part of the day on NBC Sports Chicago and Bulls pregame, and then it all kind of went downhill from there. But there's some stuff we did not air, so I wanted to share it. And my network was like, sure, do your thing. So we get to share the extra time with you, and I'm pretty excited about that. He had a lot of really good points, went back to discussing the decision-making as far as linebacking and a little bit of like how you're seeing the mission statement take shape with this regime. And I think it's pretty valid when we move forward talking about the draft and what's going to happen next in free agency.
The Bears have made a signing.
I just started the computer. Jeez, man.
The Bears have signed linebacker Dylan Cole.
Another linebacker, eh?
A 6-year NFL veteran. He's played in 61 career games, 9 starts with Houston and Tennessee. This seems like a depth/special teams signing. In 2021, he had 10 special teams tackles, which ranked 3rd on the team. Sounds like this is one of those bottom-of-the-roster upgrades where the guys in those roles are going to be, we hope, significantly better. So, cool.
Raise the floor.
Not the roof yet. Just the floor.
Man, and I feel like MJ was misunderstood on that whole ceiling as the roof thing. I got what he was saying 100%.
Well, what did he mean?
He meant like the ceiling isn't the ceiling. It's higher than that. It's actually the roof. Take that space between the ceiling and the attic and use it for yourself.
But hold yourself to a higher standard?
Sure, kind of.
Kind of thing? Okay.
Am I the only one who got it? Why?
Well, that's okay. You can translate MJ for us.
If only I could play.
You know, last night kind of sucked because I was...
Kind of.
Well, but I was... Because, you know, my podcast partner, the Organizations Win Championships podcast, which we are going to be recording later today, it's been a while since we've recorded because he was out of town in this baseball tournament. There's been like four games. So, and I'm kind of running out of chances to sit down and watch games with my kid because he's going to be leaving soon and I'm sad about it.
You're going to be an empty nester.
I know. It's,
okay with that?
Don't get me started. And I will. It's going to need some time to work on these things.
You might need to take some, hear me up, time off.
That doesn't help. That just gives me more time in my head. This is better here. Trust me.
What if you're fishing or something?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. It's not quite fishing weather yet. So I'm thinking, all right, this is perfect. He's got his baseball game. We'll leave his baseball game. We'll pick up some food. We'll come right home and we'll get to watch a Bulls game together. And damn it, they're hot. The Bulls are how they won three in a row. There's no James Harden. This thing is shaping up for them. And then they're coming home. They already beat them there. And then they can really get this thing rolling and maybe move up from that 10th spot. And just we can start to think about some things here. And we get in the car just as it's being tipped off. And we're all wet. I'm standing out in the rain for 2.5 hours. Because it was drizzling, raining, foggy, awful, and it was the lights didn't turn on at the park, and the ump calls the game. We're coming back. It's Jones and Amundsen, and we were down 6-2, tie it at 6. Got all the momentum. Their pitcher's out of the game. Our freshman pitcher's just throwing pumpkin seeds. They can't even see. And then the ump's like, "Too dark. Everybody go home. Line it up." Like, what the hell, man? Like we're standing there, we're soaking wet, and then he says, "All right, it's over, and it's a tie," and everybody's kind of looking at each other. It's like it's too dangerous, and you guys are throwing 85 miles an hour, and it's too dark, and somebody's going to get hurt.
That's the worst. You guys suffered through the rain, and you missed part of the Bulls game.
Well, we didn't. So we gather everything up. We're absolutely just soaked to the bone.
Darkness. Darkness.
He called it on account of darkness. He said it was too dangerous, and you can't argue with the ump. So we get in the car, we turn on Chuck and Bill on the Score, and just as it's getting tipped off, and we're just looking at each other like, are we going to watch this when we get home? He's like, I don't think I want to. I said, look, let's just see where it is as we get closer to half. And then the only reason I wanted to watch it half was to hear what Jason Goff had to say because I knew it was going to be fun. And it just ruined the whole night. All I wanted was a nice crackling Bulls-Sixers game and ugh, ugh.
It was the worst. And I appreciate Mully's patience and Adam Amin's patience. And they did play a really tough schedule.
Adam Amin can't leave.
True.
He can't do a hawk, and I'm going to go check on him and just set his headset
down.
Leave.
Yeah, you can't really do that in basketball because everybody's there. But here's the thing to me is we've all kind of adjusted our standard with this team. Let's be honest.
They've moved the goalposts all over the place.
They did. They moved them way back. And, like, remember the chaotic, like, oh, Lakers are done. Blah. Lakers and Bulls have practically identical records. Like your team in chaos and turmoil, like everybody being worried about it. Same record as the Bulls, essentially. I think there's one game that separates them. We're talking about the play-in tournament. So when you consider it all, is it that surprising that this team couldn't thread back-to-back wins against one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference and the likely now MVP candidate just because people are tired of voting for Jokic, I guess, which I think is dumb.
Yeah, this reminds me of when people got tired for voting for Jordan and wanted to vote for Karl Malone.
That's seriously what I think is happening.
It is.
I also think that the lack of TV presence and them being out west really hurts them, even though they've been the late game a lot on ESPN.
Yep.
But I feel like, and I love Joel Embiid. I also think he was like one of the great like social media people of our time. But when it comes to what Jokic is doing versus Embiid, it's still Jokic for me.
I have watched more Embiid than I have watched Jokic, but
which I think is a lot of people and a lot of voting people in the MVP race.
I agree. I think that's part of it for all the reasons that you've said. I would be lying if I had a strong feeling about what I thought about NBA MVP.
Bulls are 34 and 38 and the Lakers are 36 and 37.
It's just the Bulls took every last bit of optimism, goodwill, whatever has been engendered by this Patrick Beverly run, and they set it on fire and burned it to a crisp with that performance last night. Because you can't take anything seriously about what they've said if they could do that and just have an absolute not show up performance.
I mean, what's up tonight?
That's it. Like, I can't even talk about a 7-game playoff series when back-to-back results against one team result in this. And not just that, but Will was harping on a little bit on post-game, and I think he's correct. Like, just the at one point, let me get the notebook out because I was taking notes last night.
The magic receipts. Notebook.
And they posted it on the show.
What stickers are on the front there? Peloton?
Peloton, the 108. A bunch of, it was NBC, and then I got laid off from NBC, but then I got hired back at NBC.
You know what that's the equivalent is? That's like a college laptop.
Oh yeah,
all the college kids with the sticker, the stickers on the top of their laptop.
I love stickers.
Do you have? Do you also have like a little nylon list sports sack that has Bonnie Bell lip smackers in it?
I have. I love Bonnie Bell lip smacker, but it has colored pens.
Okay.
Because I color code my notes.
Okay.
And I have pens of flair on my backpack. Because that's my life.
As one does.
The bench outscored the starters 15-8 and out rebounded them 9-0. Are you rebounding at all?
It's not like that's an effort stat either. I mean, seriously, that was comical last night. So
embarrassingly so. Like, it's, and just the spacing. Where are you for these balls that they're shooting, the 50-50 ball? You are nowhere to be found.
But and like when the first three possessions.
When we say rebounds turn into points, this is 100,000% what we mean.
But just the first three possessions when they're just not guarding anybody and looking at each other. Did you have them? I thought you had them. I didn't have them. Are you going to get them next time? Probably not. And are you? Nah.
The other thing that I was thinking about is for everybody who's into the plus minus stat, James Harden not playing in that game and that being the result is pretty plus minusy there, given the night before. I'm still pro James Harden in general, but there was a lot of truths being told that evening.
The guy with the best seat in the house.
Didn't even play the whole game.
The guy with the best seat in the house always is Billy Donovan, and he's great at observing what goes on in Bulls games. So he had some thoughts that we'll bring to you in just a moment that are worthy of discussion.
We also have Casey Johnson, a play in two acts.
That's coming up in the segment after that.
Yo, where, dog, we heard you like segments, so we put a segment in your segment.
That's Leila Rahimi in for Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
And this game is over. Two teams split. The season series 2-2. Philly wins it 116-91.
Just one of those days where Dan and I are in a talkative mood.
Well, we're talk show hosts.
Yeah,
that's
but some days
what we're
are
supposed to do.
Some days are firing on more cylinders than others, and luckily or unfortunately for you, this is one of those days where I think we're firing on more of the cylinders.
I think
I'd say I'm up to four right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Of six?
I hear
eight?
They've got six
V8?
And eight.
Yeah, like the big in, what is it? The inline V? I don't know anything about cars.
Inline six. You go to a V at eight, I believe, and then the V12, and that's the one the rappers sing about, like
okay.
Cash Money Crew and stuff.
Because I will defer to you on any car stuff because I just either know it works or it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even I still, you know, me, my generation, I still love a good VTEC four cylinder. Skimmy an efficient engine. It's fine.
I've no idea.
I don't even
idea
have
what,
a car anymore.
I have a car.
I don't have a car.
And I could not tell you what engine is in it. It's the one where
I
you
could
push
tell
the button
you, but
and it turns on.
Let's not.
And then the car goes that way.
I could probably tell you. The internet can also tell you, but I can. I don't want to
we've
tell you.
I think
what
we've done this before. I remember this years
I
ago.
Think
like, Percy,
you
what do you mean you don't know the engine in your car? You got to. I don't like. Who knows
I think
engines
you have
in
a
their
six
car?
Cylinder engine. And all of this, sadly, is more productive than the Bulls game last night. They were firing on zero cylinders.
Yeah,
there wasn't
there
even
you
a
go.
Cylinder.
There you go. They stalled.
They were
out.
My 87 Chevy Nova. Except my Chevy Nova was classy. It was navy blue. Pretty shiny. The right. Ceiling started to fall down. RIP.
Did you have a name for it? Was there a nickname for the
car?
The
Nova.
Just the Nova?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear...
We used to run pranks in it and said nobody suspects the Nova because it was such like a reasonable car.
What kind of prank?
I don't know, just stuff. Toilet paper in people's houses before it got super expensive. You know.
But it's expensive to because toilet paper's... Because
yeah,
you gotta
back
get,
when
you know
eggs
why?
Were cheap, you could egg stuff.
But you also have to get the biodegradable toilet paper now.
They didn't have that then.
And that's expensive. But like the colleges that have sanctioned TP the quad kind of thing, it's all the stuff that dissolves.
That's it. You didn't, I figured it out. You didn't have enough, you didn't do enough pranking in your younger days.
No, it ruined your college chances.
Like you with the biodegradable, you just needed somebody you liked to be like, come on, Dan, that's not a thing. And then maybe you'd be like, okay, let's have fun.
No, I was
like yesterday in transition. Transition, Dan, yesterday was the vibe.
But no, you get caught pulling pranks and the cops get you and then your college resume's ruined. And
no cops. Like, no, there wasn't cops. They
yeah.
were just like,
the Deerfield cops had nothing else to do.
Do you think the Denton, Texas cops had a lot to do?
Probably. It's Texas. More people are armed
there.
There
was
I guess.
A college. So, like, the college was kind of our, like, filled there.
Deerfield cops were, they busting up high school parties and stuff was a lot of what they did because there really wasn't much else to be worried about.
Those are the high school parties that were on movies and such.
Exactly. Like John Hughes with that
the record player with the pizza.
Those kinds of parties from the John Hughes movies. Exactly. And then the cops are not the cops. What are we going to do? Let's jump out a window or something. I don't know. The only time I came close to getting in trouble was when I was at the Rainbow in Highwood and I had this bad fake ID and the cop asked, can I see some ID? And I said, I just have my driver's license and I'm underage. He's like, how did you get in if you're underage? And I was like, I don't know. I just walked in. And he's like, well, just get out of here then.
Oh, to be like, Dan.
You think I'm going to show you my fake ID? I'm not that stupid.
You confessed to a cop.
Yeah, but they were busy. They were busy like busting people for fake IDs. And I wasn't going to show him my fake ID. Of course I got in there with a fake ID. But he's like, I don't know. I'm underage. And I wasn't holding a beer.
You yelled, I'm underage?
Well, I told him. The cop is standing there. Let me see some identification. I said, I don't have any identification. How'd you get in here? I don't know.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
And I wasn't holding a beer at the time, so he couldn't. They're not going to like breathalyze me to see if I was underage drinking. They didn't want to bother. I was too much of a pain in the ass. It's like, stop annoying me, leave. So it worked out fine. Anyway, Billy Donovan, let's hear from what he said after, because we always know, even though he doesn't necessarily stop the bad things that are happening, he observes them.
Parenting.
I think, you know, one of the things I had talked about with the guys even before the game, you know, was this was a game to me very similar to game two in Milwaukee last year in the playoffs. You know, you go in there and you find a way to win the game. It's a hard-fought game. And, you know, and you kind of come back home and it's 1-1. You know, and I thought Milwaukee kind of got up to this level. And I felt like the same thing. You know, you go down, we went in Philly. It was a hard-fought game, double overtime. And, you know, it started from the beginning, you know, getting down whatever it was, 17-0, 17-1, 19-3. And we were just constantly, you know, just playing catch-up. And they were quicker, sharper, you know, just better all the way around. And, you know, we just didn't come back and sustain. You know, you got to, I think, understand that the team, and I said this after the game in Philly, they're really, really good. There's a reason they are where they are in the standings. They're really good. And you know that they're going to come back and respond. That's what, you know, the good teams do. And it's not so much of being nervous or backing up, but it's an understanding that there's got to be more of a collective will. And the disappointing part to me was, you know, the way we started the game. But I think that this is something that we can hopefully learn and grow from and get better from.
How many games are left?
I think it's 11.
Learn and grow and get better?
I mean,
it's March 23rd.
Haven't you figured out, though, that they're playing the long game with us, even though Vooch is a free agent at the end of the season?
And DeMar's 34 and Patrick Beverley's 34 and Vooch is 33. Learn and grow and get better?
No, that
all that happened was you got your ass kicked. That's just an NBA ass kicking.
That was
10 games, by the way, remaining.
There are 10 games left.
Here's the problem, though.
Learn and grow and get... Billy, I love you, but come on, man.
They kick butts.
By the time they get to April 9th, man, they might have it figured out.
Last night, they seriously kicked their own butts. Like, we came in here in the pre-show meeting, and I thought of Liar Liar, where Jim Carrey's kicking his arse. What are you doing?
He's kicking his own ass. It felt like that. It felt like they broke the huddle, and I know the anthem was weird too. Maybe it was just one of those weird anthem nights and it throws you off completely. And it was a longer than usual introduction because I forgot exactly what they were doing, but they threw it to Tim Sinclair and he had stuff, and then there was like a tribute, and then there was the anthem, and then they just never started playing, and they kind of
do me a favor. Kick my ass, okay? Kick this ass for a man, that's all.
I'm not asking, I'm telling.
I'm not asking, I'm telling with this. Kick my ass.
Artie Fufkin, Polymer Records.
Pretty much, we can't argue. Is that what happened there? I'm like, yeah, you guys did this to yourselves.
Yes.
Rebound the ball.
Nah.
The bench had to come in and correct your mistakes.
But that whole thing, that just, well, we need to grow and learn from this. What day is it? It's Wednesday. What date? March 23rd. How many games are left? 10 out of how many? 82.
Well, we've
got to learn.
Well, for the record, I always joke that I like to make new mistakes instead of the same ones. So have we seen a performance similar to this season? I would argue we have not. They've found new and different ways to disappoint.
Well, it was so much fun for the last week. I mean, really, it's what it was. It was a fun week. And then it's like they deliberately threw it in a dumpster and set it on fire.
Do you know what inconsistent teams do? They inconsistent.
Yes.
That's what that was.
Conjugate the verb to inconsistent.
They inconsistented.
They did. But that's more than inconsistent. That's more than like, hey, you know, a good quarter, a good stretch. That was like you walk out of the court and wet yourself. And then you shuffle back to the locker room.
Also, I love Billy Donovan's candor whenever he talks about this stuff. If he just went into coach speak, that's how you really know something's wrong. Do you know how people know I'm really upset? It's when I don't say a word.
That's sort of parenting. That's that when the kids know you're serious when you're not yelling, when you're not just sort of peeved at something, when you're quiet and measured. That's when their eyes get big. Like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Zach LaVine, too, because this is a guy who's been fantastic, maybe player of the month level good, and he didn't show up either.
From full court, you know, beginning that, you know, they set the tone, and obviously, you know, making everybody, when I got to the paint, DeMar, anybody, they're shutting that all the way off and bringing over two, three guys to kick it out. They just did a good job, man. You know, you can't do anything but tip your hat. And, you know, it's just like, man, you got your ass whooped, move on to the next one.
He's not wrong.
There it is.
Poor Zach LaVine. Doesn't win often in his career, relatively speaking, but knows how to lose.
But I like that better than we got to grow and learn from it.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Because you don't really grow and learn from that. You burn the tape.
I'm telling you, that's Billy Donovan being really mad. That's got to be what it is.
He just wants to sort of run out the clock in the press conference.
When the honest person devolves into coach speak, something has gone horribly wrong.
Well, Casey Johnson had a night.
Casey Johnson, one of the most self-aware individuals in life. One of the most affable individuals.
Yeah, he had a pregame report that was, and it was a great report. It was a humdinger of a pregame report, man.
We've all been there, y'all.
Oh, it happens.
We have all been there.
And then he was on this morning with Molly and Haw talking about his ill-fated pregame report. So what did you call it, a play in two acts?
Casey Johnson, a play in two acts.
Next.
On The Score.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
A 4-for-5 start for the Bulls. Melton gets a free run to the rim. Oh, left the layup short. Harris got the 50-50 ball to Melton.
God, Andrew, they're getting out hustled now. They're getting out hustled for balls.
Yeah, Billy Donovan's calling another timeout. An absolutely dreadful start for the Bulls, and the Sixers have come out with a vengeance after Monday night.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Yep. That's about what that was.
Yep.
You didn't even
need the Sixers for that. Just run it through that chat GPT or something, and that's the result.
Who'd you play? Opponent?
Yeah.
Did you win?
You played yourself.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Let's go, DJ Colin. We already spoke Jadakiss into existence. If you think I wasn't listening to We Gonna Make It walking up here, Ray, you would be wrong. I was listening to that.
Hell yeah. Way to start the day.
We're outside!
Ray, of course, is Ray Diaz, and he's our executive producer. He is assisted today by our sound man, Tyler Buterbaugh. We also thank Brandon Fryer for all the stuff that he does for us.
Brandon Fryer's awesome.
Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka with all of their blinking lights and toys try to make us look and sound better than we probably do.
Kevin Lapka's creating those graphics now.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids who knows how to create the things.
Right?
The new things, the technologies.
It is noticed. There are my facility with Instagram is not great. Trust me.
Dan is on Instagram, guys.
Yeah, but I'm not really good at it. I don't quite know. I can't instinctively sort of feel how to use it like Twitter. So
I've backed off of my Instagram usage, but I think you need to post more.
Instagram is nicer.
Yeah.
It's so
partially much. Because you can control replies and stuff.
Yeah, it's just
and block people.
And
blocks are actually blocks there. They will block any account that multiple accounts that person creates.
It's weird. Like the feeling I get when I open the app isn't nausea and dread it is with Twitter. Like you got to be on Twitter, but it always sucks.
There's an aspect of that. Like there's definitely an aspect of that, especially for teenagers and body dysmorphia. But when it comes to creating sports content,
right,
it's a little more positive of a place.
Yeah, I have my personal experience. I have found it that way. So
all of this is still more productive than the Bulls game last night.
Before the game actually began, everything was awesome.
It was.
And you had this really good record and energy ever since the trade deadline and the buyout market, and they picked up Patrick Beverly, and he was making a difference. So Casey Johnson,
living his dream,
decided on NBC Sports Chicago to springboard all of this into this rousing pregame report.
Zach LaVine had some really interesting stuff to say at the shoot-around this morning when asked what it stood out to him about this three-game win streak. He said the team has been much more attentive and the compete level has been higher as a result. He said guys are less playful now. They're much more serious. You couple this with what Billy Donovan recently said about the huddles being louder and more serious. You've got a very focused team down the stretch of the season here, guys.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Compete level. Compete, he said, compete level and more serious and attentive to detail.
You know, I was doing stuff like I was walking around doing stuff while listening on my phone, watching, you know, had the NBC app on my phone going. Uh-huh. And that stopped me like, hold on, I'm like halfway paying attention to like, are you serious right
now?
Yeah,
we heard you, Casey.
Right.
Should I just say that?
We heard what you were saying. And then there was this morning, the aftermath on Mully and Haw.
Patrick Beverly, indeed. What a trip that's been. It's been so fun.
When he said that he knew, I mean, how do you feel after you've done that report, right? And then...
Oh, yeah, Casey said
and
it.
And the game starts.
He was like, yeah, here I was saying this whole pregame report, and then, well, it didn't work out well.
A few minutes later. Yeah, that's... You never know sometimes with NBA teams.
Right. Or teams in general. But here's the problem. Their record is indicative of what this is. And yes, you can be more serious in your pregame huddles and you can tell people that because that's how you feel. But when the execution simply is not there, which is what was going on, and just lame efforts on defense being effective by the Sixers. You know what I'm talking about, where simple man coverage works and like somebody just can't seem to pass.
Well, I was a little bothered by the idea that because of Patrick Beverly, like now they're taking their jobs seriously. Like, let's say, divorce it from the actual outcome of the game. Let's say KC's report to that point, based on the available facts, was absolutely true. Right? And I'm not saying it's not. Let's say to that point, what Zach LaVine told him, what Billy Donovan said, I'm not saying that report was wrong. It was just counterbalanced by another data point of 48 minutes of absolute horror, basketball horror.
I mean, it happens in baseball too, where somebody rattles off three or four games where they've got at least a couple hits in the game, and it breaks up a slump, and then four swinging strikeouts.
Sure, and baseball's also
12 pitches.
Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Right.
That baseball's designed to do that, and over the 162, a good team is going to lose five in a row, and a bad team is going to win five in a row. But usually in basketball, the variance isn't quite like that over larger periods of time, but you get those bad days. You get weird travel days. You get weird biorhythm. It's like circadian rhythm days where sleep gets interrupted, or it just depends on when the plane lands and where you're traveling. And that, believe me, the gamblers, the sharps watch all of that. They want to know when your flight got in, what hotel, how far was it from the airport to the hotel, did shoot around get canceled? Like that NBA will find that.
Absolutely, but they had time in between games.
Oh, I'm not making excuses for this one.
Right. And this is what resulted. And frankly, this has been indicative of this team, where it has been effort issues, or it has been where you had to come back and expend effort. Previously, it was last season more than this one. This one, I feel like, has been more about getting up against teams that you should be up against and then losing those big leads. But you've played to the level of upper-level competition. You learned that lesson from last season. And you've proved it at various points throughout the year where you have enough talent to say, we can do this. And then this is the effort that you show. And then when the bench unit just scoreboards you like that, that's when it gets really ridiculous. Thank goodness for them. Andre Drummond was a breath of fresh air last night. But that still shouldn't be what's going on.
I love him. Did you see what he did with the little kid the other night during warmups? You didn't?
No.
It was so adorable.
Probably because I was out of town.
There was a, they were warming up, and there was some kid, he looked like he was, I don't know, maybe 6 years old, who was sitting courtside. And it was early warm-ups. Like, it was still, they were just kind of loosening up. It wasn't layup lines or anything like that. It was, the stadium's kind of coming to life. And I don't know if the kid had some sort of arrangement to get in there early or whatever, but Drummond comes over. He motions to the kid. Come here. And he kneels down and he hands him the ball. And he points to him and he's like, I need to work on my alley-oops. So will you throw it up there so I can dunk it? And again, the kid like takes two big dribbles and it takes every bit. And he bends down and his elbows come down. And he flings the ball up toward the rim. And Drummond just goes up and dunks it home with two hands and like goes over and high fives him and everything. The look on the kid's face, like, oh my God, this is so cool. It was so great.
Congratulations, young child. You are now playing the part of Goran Dragic.
That's
for the
right.
Rest of the season.
That's right. He can say that he threw an alley-oop dunk to Andre Drummond. You
that's
know, that,
fantastic.
Oh, that kind of thing is so cool.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. But unfortunately, last night's effort to start the game was not it.
No,
and frankly, did the Sixers even look that motivated? Because I would argue no. They just got the job done, and they were in the right spots to get the rebounds they needed.
So if I'm looking at this schedule correctly right now, the Bulls on Friday are at Portland. They're then at the Lakers on Sunday. They are at the Clippers Monday, home versus the Lakers on the 29th.
What chaos that will be.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not a pretty schedule to end the season. Then you're at Charlotte on the 31st, Memphis, Atlanta, at Milwaukee, at Dallas, home against Detroit.
And we'll see what that means at that point and who's resting whom, and maybe they're locked into the 10th seed and getting ready for that play-in tournament. It feels so much... Do you remember the shows we did about the Bears making the playoffs?
Oh, the 2020?
Against the Saints.
The MVP?
You remember
Mitch
all that?
Mitch Trubisky?
Hey,
how could I forget?
And we got to the postseason, and we made it to the post. That's what it feels like, and it was just so lukewarm porridge, and you're just like, blah, blah. Like, what are you talking about? What are we doing? Where is this getting you? How are we supposed to feel about this?
I do feel like we should at least have an answer on personnel. Casey mentioned that too this morning on Mully and Haas. Strongly recommend going back on the Odyssey Rewind app and checking it out, because Casey talks about Vooch's free agency being all over the place. And let's remember what the Bulls gave up to get him and that draft pick currency, the first rounders. So if you can't figure out what's happening there first, how can we further assess the season next year?
We don't know. We have no guidance.
We don't, like, Billy Donovan talks about learning and moving forward, and yeah, I get that.
To what? To where?
If this is your team next season, what was supposed to happen this year? This wasn't it.
And a texter from the 847 says that's not the first time Drummond has done that. He does that relatively often. That's great. What an easy, small thing that somebody can do to absolutely make someone's day.
Oh, yeah, they're great about that.
That's really cool. Good for him. When we come back, we are going to be discussing some football. Now, I think we should get some context here before we talk to Jason Leisure about his experience at the Alabama Pro Day, because you know what I'm trying to figure out what these, like, the major college pro days are reminding me of, and you can probably speak to this. Doesn't it remind you of television network upfronts?
Sure.
Where... You used to have a television season, and I don't even know how that works anymore, where fall sweeps and all that. But the network will have all their major advertisers and the agencies and everybody come in, and they do a dog and pony show where they've got the stars, and they say, here's this show and this show and this show, and here's why you should spend your money with us, because any of these could be the next big thing.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair assessment, but I also feel like, with Alabama Pro Day specifically, there's something that we found out about a major possible comeback in a very wanted position in football right now that I think is also worth discussing. I don't know if Jason got to see it for himself, but I feel like it's at least worth asking him about. So I want to bring that up too on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.